I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
HD Smartcast.
You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi, I'm Sanchita Sharma. I'm the health and science editor with the Hindustan Times. Welcome to my podcast, Healthwise. Each episode will bring you up to speed with the top of the mind health, science, and environment issues. You'll hear experts who will help you better understand policy and decipher jargon, so that you can make the choices that work best for you.
Everyone who has recovered from coronavirus disease and lives in a city or a region with high air pollution must get a flu shot before the start of winter, because winter marks the beginning of the flu season. And whatever happens, you have to protect yourself against the flu, just as you have to protect yourself against coronavirus disease. Now, flu symptoms of fever, cough, and body ache are very similar to COVID. And this may delay diagnosis because flu symptoms can mask COVID symptoms. And also flu infection or even flu and COVID co-infection may weaken the immunity of a person, and that this may hamper your ability to fight coronavirus disease. Now we have a safe and effective vaccine against seasonal flus. So getting this vaccine before the start of winter, which is about now, can protect you against the flu and severity of lung infections, such as those caused by coronavirus disease. Now, air pollution is known to raise the susceptibility of coronavirus disease. It increases severity and the risk of hospitalizations. And also now studies have shown that about 15% of coronavirus deaths can be attributed to air pollution. Now, clinicians, what they're also saying is that air pollution can increase the severity of symptoms of long COVID, which is a term used to describe symptoms of COVID-19 persisting for weeks and sometimes months after a person has recovered from the disease. So getting a flu vaccine will not only protect you against flu infection, but will also lower the severity of post-recovery symptoms in people with long COVID. So studies in the past have showed, mostly from the West, that about close to 90% of all patients who recover from coronavirus disease have persistent symptoms, which can last for some weeks or up to months. The most common symptoms are cough, fatigue, diarrhea, joint pain, muscle aches, and some people report lung, heart, and kidney damage. Fatigue is the most common symptom. Most people report feeling very, very tired for weeks and weeks on end. And about half the people who recover from coronavirus disease report symptoms of fatigue weeks after recovery. Now, who is at risk of long COVID? Well, it's usually older people, people over 65, women, overweight and obese people, people with asthma, and those who've had severe disease, which is basically more than 5 COVID-19 symptoms in the first week of diagnosis. So these are the people who are at a higher risk of long COVID. And of course, if they live in a polluted area, it makes all things worse. What's even more worrying is that there's newer evidence that shows that people with very mild disease or no symptoms at all can also develop post-recovery signs of long COVID, which may last for several months. And now with winter cold coming in, which raises the chances of respiratory infections like flu and COVID, and also rising pollution, which again is associated with more frequent respiratory infections, clinicians fear that post-recovery symptoms can persist for longer. Now, around 76.8% of India's population across all states are exposed to annual pollution levels, which are higher than the cutoff set by the National Ambient Air Quality Standards. And this is according to an Indian Council of Medical Research study published in The Lancet in 2018. And states like Delhi, Uttar Pradesh, Bihar, and Haryana have pollution levels which are 3 times or more higher than the safe air limit. So in situations like this, you have more frequent respiratory infections. You're more likely to have flu symptoms or get infected with the flu, get pneumonias. So that coupled with coronavirus disease, there could be co-infection, there could be serial infection where you get one infection after the other, and which can play havoc with your immunity and your health. So of course, right now there's no vaccine against coronavirus disease, because in a case like this, it will at least protect us against one serious disease. A section of the people who must absolutely get the seasonal flu vaccine this year are older people and those who had serious coronavirus disease with not just required hospitalization, but which needed oxygen support as well as which needed ventilator support. And these people should not just get an annual flu vaccine, but some clinicians are saying they should also go for a pneumococcal vaccine, which protects them against pneumonia and also other chronic respiratory diseases. Because with a new disease in town, you have to protect yourself the best way you can. And apart from these vaccines, of course, the best way to protect yourself is observe social distancing, wear a mask, and wash your hands frequently. Because in the absence of a vaccine, a social vaccine is the best protection available against coronavirus disease.
If you still have any queries or would like me to cover a certain health topic, do feel free to reach out to me. You can reach me at Sanchx, that is at SanchX, or at HT Smartcast. We are available on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. For more such podcasts, log on to htsmartcast.com. Until next time, goodbye.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.